The meeting is now called to order. Will the deputy clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Gwinnup.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott.
Here.
Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Knapp.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Garland.
Here.
Irvin. 17 present, 0 absent.
Legislator May will now lead us in the invocation, followed by the salute to the flag by Legislator Rowley.
Dear Lord, thank you for the privilege to once again serve the residents of our great county. Thank you for your divine wisdom. Please guide us to excellence in our results and with conduct and performance featuring the utmost respect and consideration for everyone we serve and serve with. In your name we pray. Amen.
The first order of business is the election of the chair. Nominations are now in order. Legislators may raise their hand and provide a candidate's name. Peggy Chase.
The federal, state, and local governments consist of three separate, independent, yet collaborative branches: executive, judicial, and legislative. We, as members of the legislative branch, are elected to represent the people by oversight of the budget and development of local laws. Choosing a leader for our legislative body, we need to look to a person with management experience, both in the public and the private sector, a person who takes the independence of the legislative body seriously, who will reach across the aisle to discuss and negotiate. Having an education with an MBA, a career including CFO of Onondaga County, supervisor of the town of Clay, budget officer for Cicero, and assistant superintendent of Oneida Schools, as well as 2 terms as legislator for District 2, it is my bipartisan honor to nominate Jim Rowley as our next chairperson.
Is there a second? Mr. Bush? Are there any further nominations? Legislator Knapp.
Thank you. I rise to nominate Julie Abbott Keenan for chairperson. We've seen a lot of changes in this body over the years. Obviously, the past 2 years have been very, very difficult. I had the honor of serving during that time, but I think maybe the time has come to move on, and Julie has done yeoman's work on the health committee, leading that body, and I think she'll make an outstanding first woman ever to lead this legislature, and I wholeheartedly support her nomination.
Is there a second? Legislator Kelly? Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, nominations are now closed. The vote will be a long call. Each legislator will declare the name of the candidate of choice who has been duly nominated and seconded. Will the deputy clerk please call the vote?
Legislator May? Rowley. Burtis. Gwinnup.
Abbott.
Cody.
Abbott.
Kuhn.
Rowley.
Ryan.
Rowley.
Chase.
Rowley.
Olson.
Abbott.
McBride? Knapp? Bush? Kelly? Kinney? Garland? Irvin? Abbott 8, Rowley 9.
Legislator Rowley has been elected chair of the Onondaga County Legislature. Will you please take your seat?
Thank you. I know everyone's been here a long time, so I'd like to try to move this along as quickly as possible. See where I am real quick. I'm sorry? I'm here. Okay. Yeah, okay. Just, I'm not the clerk. I'll stay here. I just want to maintain some distance at this point. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Got it. All right. So before we start, I just want to remind everyone this is the organizational meeting of the county legislature, and as such, the chair drives this agenda. And at this point, I want to announce that I am pulling number 6 from the agenda. That will not be voted on tonight. Next, we have designation of floor leaders. So for the Republican floor leader elected previously by the respective caucuses, that states that both designations have been filed with the clerk. Brian May is the Republican floor leader, and Chris Ryan is the Democratic floor leader. Also, I want to designate the official newspapers of the county legislature, and that will be the Post Standard, as designated by both parties. Next, we have the election of clerk. Legislators may raise their hands and provide a candidate's name, and the nomination must be seconded. Is there a nomination? Leader May.
Thank you. I nominate Jamie McNamara as clerk of the legislature. As we know, Jamie's been with us for quite some time and has done a fantastic job, particularly since taking over as clerk of the legislature, showing great leadership and decisiveness in her role, which obviously helps us all do a better job in what we do every day for the county. So I wholeheartedly support Jamie for clerk of the legislature. Thank you.
Is there a second? Legislator Olson. Okay. So before taking the vote, are there any further nominations for clerk? Seeing none, nominations are now closed. Each legislator will vote long call vote, and each legislator should declare the name of the candidate by choice who's been duly nominated and second. And we only have one candidate, so please call the roll.
Legislators May, Ryan, Burtis, Gwinnup,
McNamara,
Cody, McNamara, Abbott, McNamara, Kuhn, McNamara, Chase, McNamara, Olson, McNamara, McBride, McNamara, Knapp, McNamara, Bush, McNamara, Kelly, McNamara, Kinney, McNamara, Garland, McNamara, Irvin, McNamara. Mr. Chairman.
McNamara.
17 for McNamara.
Okay, the next order of business is the election of the deputy clerk. I'm sorry, would the clerk please take her seat? You've got to have that. Okay, next order of business is the election of the deputy clerk. Nominations are now in order. Legislators, you can raise your hand and nominate someone for deputy clerk. Is there a nomination? Legislator Olson.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Melanie Velarde for this position. Thank you for your consideration.
Is there a second? Legislator Gunup. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, the nominations are now closed. Vote will be cast by long call. And again, each legislator needs to declare the name of the candidate of their choice who has been duly nominated and second. Clerk, please call the long clock. Call.
Legislators May.
Velarde.
Ryan.
Velarde.
Burtis.
Velarde.
Gunnip.
Velarde.
Cody.
Velarde.
Abbott.
Velarde.
Kuhn.
Velarde.
Chase.
Velarde.
Olson.
Velarde.
McBride.
Velarde.
Knapp.
Velarde.
Bush. Kelly.
Velarde.
Kenny.
Velarde.
Garland.
Velarde.
Irvin.
Velarde.
Mr. Chairman.
Velarde.
17 for Velarde.
Okay. Then the clerk has been duly elected, and she's already in her seat. Next we have, Next we have election of the assistant clerk. Is there a nomination for assistant clerk? Legislator Gunnup.
I, as serving in the assistant clerk position back in 2004, I'm honored to nominate Deborah Kaminsky for that position.
Is there a second? Legislator Kinney. Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, nominations are now called. Vote will be a long call again, and I ask that each legislator please state the last name of their choice for assistant clerk.
Legislators May. Ryan.
Kaminsky.
Burtis.
Kaminsky.
Gunnip.
Kaminsky.
Cody.
Kaminsky.
Abbott.
Kaminsky.
Kuhn.
Kaminsky.
Chase.
Kaminsky.
Olson.
Kaminsky.
McBride.
Kaminsky.
Knapp.
Kaminsky.
Bush.
Kaminsky.
Kelly.
Kaminsky.
Kinney.
Kaminsky.
Garland.
Kaminsky.
Irvin.
Kaminsky.
Mr. Chairman.
Kaminsky.
17 for Kaminsky.
Okay, Debbie Kaminsky has been duly elected Assistant Clerk of the County Legislature. Next, will the Deputy Clerk please read title of the next resolution, number 4.
Confirming appointment of Darcy L. Lesniak as Director, Legislative Budget Review of the Onondaga County Legislature.
Is there any discussion? Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. I have the great pleasure of advancing Darcy Lesniak on your behalf as our legislative budget director of legislative budget review. Darcy rose into this role 2 years ago, maybe 2 years, 3 years ago, and has done a fantastic job for serving everyone on the legislature ever since. And the work product and results get better every day through Darcy's performance. I look forward to another 2 years with Darcy in this role, and I wholeheartedly urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call. Or call a long call, I'm sorry.
Legislators May.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Burtis. Burtis.
Burtis.
Lesniak.
Gunnip.
Lesniak.
Cody.
Lesniak.
Abbott.
Lesniak.
Kuhn.
Lesniak.
Chase.
Lesniak.
Olson.
Lesniak.
McBride.
Lesniak.
Knapp. Bush,
Lesniak.
Kelly,
Lesniak.
Kinney,
Lesniak.
Garland,
Lesniak.
Irvin,
Lesniak.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Motion's carried. Number 5.
Confirming appointment of Ryan P. Francis as Legislative Analyst of the Onondaga County Legislature.
Is there any discussion? Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. I rise and support of the appointment of Ryan Francis to the legislative analyst position here in the legislature. Ryan is has been with us for a little bit, and he has proven almost every day that his skills, abilities, and willingness to help us all increase, and I urge his adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Leader Ryan.
Just a brief discussion I have, which is not on the agenda. I have two additional items that I'll be asking a waiver for, that obviously this is a vacated position that perhaps we do not fill at this time until we can take a look and see if we need both the legislative analyst and legislative aide. So I would just, I won't be voting for this confirmation at this point in time, but not about the individual per se, but because of the position. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Clerk will call a long call, please.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Ryan?
No.
Burtis?
Francis.
Gunnip?
Francis.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott?
Yes.
Kuhn?
No.
Chase?
No.
Olson?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Knapp?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
No.
Garland?
No.
Irvin?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
11 ayes, 6 opposed.
Motion's carried. Next, we have the reading of the minutes. Is there a motion to waive the reading?
So moved.
Any objection? Reading of the minutes is waived. Approval of the minutes. So we have a motion to approve the minutes. So moved. Any objection? Minutes. Minutes are approved. Any communications?
None.
Did anybody sign up for the public comment period?
None have signed in.
Is there anyone here that wished to make a comment at this point in time on this agenda? Seeing none, public comment period is closed. Reports of standing committees?
None.
Reports of special committees?
None.
And since number 12 is waived, I mean number 6 is waived, will has been polled, will waive the call of the legislative districts. Is there any unfinished business? Leader Ryan, did you want to bring something up?
I did. I want to call a district. I want to have an addition. I believe I have a resolution of confirmation of appointment of John N. DeSantis as a legislative aide.
Does the clerk have the resolution? Can you hand those out, please? So I'm glancing at legal. I'm the impression that a waiver is not required for this. Okay. Okay, will the clerk please read the resolution?
Confirming appointment of John N. DeSantis as legislative aide of the Onondaga County Legislature.
Is there a motion? You moved. Is there a second? Legislator Irvin, discussion.
Yes, so I just want to add a historical perspective here. You know, we have, when I say we, the Democratic Caucus, I just say before John DeSantis was Scott Butler, before Scott Butler was our very own illustrious William Kinney, before Bill Kinney was a gentleman by the name of John Corcoran, before John Corcoran was a gentleman by the name of Bob Sprague. And this goes back to 1998, and that was, as my understanding, it was a 12-12 split. 24 legislators, 12 Democrats, 12 Republicans, and part of what came out of that was a legislative aide that worked for the Democratic Caucus. Since then, 23 years ago, nearly a quarter of a century, that name, that person, that individual who worked for the Democratic caucus. And I'm sure that through the years there were some, perhaps some Republican members who either were not satisfied with that name, but nonetheless, that person was appointed. This will be the first time since 1998 that the Democratic caucus put forth a name for the Democratic caucus legislative aide. As we all know, everything that we do down here, there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. There's a lot of work that entails. There's a lot of work for, especially around budget time. There's things that we need to do and talk to and work on our behalf to advance our laws, our ideas, our budget resolutions. And that's always a person that, as it's been explained to me, as we all think, going back to the years, 23 years ago, you know, is somebody that we need and we can believe in. So with that said, and then fast forward this year, and, you know, it seems to be that that dynamic has changed a little bit, but here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to get into any of that. All I'm saying is that, historically speaking, the Democratic caucus has needed somebody that they could confide in and that they're comfortable with, and we're certainly more than comfortable with John. We advocate for him, and we would very much like some support on our side. You know, I don't think, you know, we have a number of other legislators. I know that everybody says that they work for the county, instead they work here, but, you know, we have just one person. I'm just respectfully requesting some consideration and some support for the individual that has worked on our behalf for the past 2 years, who we have faith in and we trust, and we very much would like for us to consider and continue to work for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Leader May, is there any other discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call long call.
Legislators May?
No.
Ryan?
Yes.
Burtis?
No.
Dunnip?
No.
Cody?
No.
Abbott?
No.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Olson?
No.
McBride?
No.
Knapp?
No.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
No.
Kinney?
Yes.
Garland?
Yes.
Irvin? Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
8 ayes, 9 opposed.
Motion is defeated. Is there any other unfinished business? Seeing none, I would like to just make a few comments, and then we can adjourn. So no announcements, but just a few comments again. First, I want to thank Chairman Knapp for his leadership over the past few years. He has certainly guided this body through some big issues, and I am personally grateful for his leadership. Next, I want to thank the majority of legislators who voted for me. I'm honored to serve, and I will do my utmost to validate your trust in me. To the rest of my colleagues, I will work hard to earn your trust during this coming term, and I can make a promise of that. As chairman, please know that I will not take marching orders from the county executive or the Republican Party. I will only take marching orders from this body. I work for all of you regardless of party affiliation. The legislature is a co-equal, independent branch of county government, a crucial check on the county executive. And while the county executive can propose, it is our duty to dispose, and we will do so on our terms and our timeline. We control the power of the purse. We are the only body that can adopt a budget, appropriate funds, create or abolish positions, as well as fund them. Only we can adopt changes to the charter and code. We have much power as a legislative body, and we should exercise this power with fidelity and care. That all being said, I am a Republican, and I intend to caucus with my fellow Republicans, I hope. We will disagree philosophically, but as we disagree, we need to be fair to each other and treat each other with respect. Just remember that although we do important work here, it is not more important than faith, family, or health. It just can never be. I would be remiss if I did not mention the surge in COVID our county is experiencing. Let us hope it gets better before it gets much worse, and let us work together to make sure our county executive and our employees have the resources they need to deal with it. Again, I thank you for the trust you have placed in me, and I wish you all a happy and healthy new year. Is there a motion to adjourn?
We are adjourned. Thank you.